the pressure is being put on the parliament staff because people expect parliament to rescue them. But we find ourselves helpless if the department cannot assist the people. So I think we need to ensure that at least when we meet with the DG, I think we need to have a proper session as the portfolio committee with the DG, not just he comes as they normally do and make a presentation. I think we must have a strategy to have a session that is going to unpack the frustrations that we are experiencing as the portfolio committee. So I think let's agree on that thing. So I think we are agreeing that we're going to have the minutes now and then the committee program. Let's adopt the agenda. Thanks. Apologies. Do we have apologies, Secretary?
Yes, we do have the apologies. Madam Khasboni and Mama Shishi stand at their apologies, and Mama Mnisi.
Thank you. I think we adopt, we accept those apologies. And then the minutes before us, so we've got two sets. The minutes of the 14th April, which was the consideration of the Western Cape and adoption of the Western Cape Oversight Report. And it was also the consideration and adoption of a committee report on budget vote. So on page 2, can we just run through and check if there is any correction that we can make? Honorable Bowman?
The minutes are good. I just want to, under point number 4, it's just a small grammatical error. The meeting reminded the meeting that a couple of meetings have been held.
Okay. Thank you. Then page 3.
Honourable Dambuza, that paragraph that starts, Honourable Dambuza, the committee, and then if you go to the third line, with the State of the Nation address and the national priorities to come up, take out the two ands, to come up with a national plan, the provincial departments were to report back to the department on.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. May we adopt the minutes with amendment? Honourable Richard. Thanks. The second set is on the 15th of April, where we had the briefing session by the department on the on its annual performance based plan. Page 2. Another comment?
Again, Chairperson, my good minutes. Just under point number 3, before Ms. Bayat in the second line, to take up
next one?
And point number three, second line.
Oh.
Annual performance plan and handed over to Ms. Bayer.
All right. Full stop.
No, to leave the committee. It's the.
Oh.
The must come out.
Only the. Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Page three. Page four. Thank you very much. Round of applause. Let's adopt the minutes with amendments. Honorable Bula. Thank you. Honorable Comment. Thank you. Then let's come to our proposed portfolio committee program. We tried to extend it up to the fourth term, although we know that it's going to be amended as we go further. Members will recall that we have planned to undertake a study tour to one of the countries to learn about the policies and programs that are there in terms of managing the rural and the urban migration tendencies, and also the sanitation program, because we have that program that function that has been transferred to the committee, to the department. So we need to learn something about those countries. So I think even the inclusionary housing policy, we need to learn something about it. So we had already recommended China. That is one of those countries. So I think in our documents, if I'm not mistaken, we do have a research. If it's not here, I'll make the point that it is circulated to the members. I have done the groundwork. I've requested a research unit to prepare a paper for us. So we do have that research report. So members will just look at it, but I think China is a good example, more especially on the rural sanitation, the rollout on rural sanitation. So we can learn something from them, even in their inclusionary policy, even this urban, rural urban migration, we can learn a lot from that. So I think before the end of this day, the members are going to receive that document. In terms of the housing cooperative movement, I think we have to learn something about that, because there are countries that are successful. But we are still thinking, because Sweden is one of the countries that have succeeded, but the problem is we have to look to the countries that are on the same route with China, so that we can have because if we are going to China and then we think that we are going to Sweden, it's going to give us a lot of problems. I don't think the powers to be will agree to that. They will say, take this visit and then we'll take it another time, but we thought that it would be wise for us to just take a 2 weeks oversight or study tour. So we're still looking on the countries that are, because I thought Singapore is one of the countries that is doing very well in this cooperative movement. So we have requested the guy from the SACA to give us, to provide us with that statistics, because unfortunately, you know, our documents as MPs, you put your documents, tomorrow you don't know where you put your documents. Otherwise, we do have that statistics in our, and we're going to also request the research unit to do something for us. But for the purpose of submitting the program, I think we need to agree as the portfolio committee that we're going to undertake this, we need to adopt this program. And then we are also looking at briefing sessions by the department. We understand that this new function of sanitation, the department was still busy with the planning of this program. So they indicated to us that by July they will be ready by then. So that's why we decided to put them in our program. And then we'll recall that the department indicated that they are going to look at some two legislative matters, which is the sectional title and the housing ombudsman bill. So they were supposed to come to workshop, I mean, just to orientate the committee on this matter. So that is why we've put it there, although it has not yet been taken up with the parliamentary structures. But we thought it would be wise if they can come and brief the portfolio committee, so that when it comes before parliament, it must not take too long, because I was going to say we are still researching, we are still doing this, doing that. We have agreed with the department about that one. And also the policies that are there, or agreements that are there to manage this guarantee fund for the gap market. And also we have agreed with the department to come and brief us how far have they gone with this program of cooperatives, because we understood that it has been undertaken and then there were processes that were undertaken and then they were just I wouldn't like they were abandoned, but because of other programs they were left behind. So I think there's then in September constituency period, then we're also expecting the department to get the annual report, annual performance for 2009 to 2010, and then we'll also continue with the entities and then with the regulations. We've got so many legislations that have been passed, so we need to check those regulations. And then the memorandum of understanding that they do have, they were supposed to come to us and give us the report, what is there, and then the status. And then the NHBRC on the rectification program. And then we know that that period by having the medium term budget MTBBS. So we have to prepare for that. Then in November, because we are going early for the constituency period on the 29th constituency period of November, so we are going to finish our yearly program. So that's the proposed agenda for the portfolio committee. But it does not mean that these are the only issues that we are going to look at them. It means the issues that were supposed to be dealt today, we are going to fit in them within this program. The office is going to fit those issues in. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Honourable Bowman?
Just a couple of things. First of all, thank you. There's been a lot of hard work that's gone into this, and I know that you work very long hours on these sort of things. The constituency period, 29th of November to the 10th of December.
Yes.
It's not November.
It's November to December. November. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Evan.
And then my next question is the dates. I think this study tour to China, I think, is a very exciting item on our agenda. Are these dates approved for that trip, or is it still all to be decided? Because I thought we were going a bit later in the year. So that's my next question. And then the other thing I want to ask, with the money bills now and the input that we can make into the budget, have we allowed enough space for us to, and probably when we've had the workshop on the 12th, it will assist us to understand a bit better the money bills and the program, because that's a very clear program. You know, if we're going to be making input into the budget, we've got very clear dates and times and all that we've got to slot in with that. So I just wonder if that's I don't see that's been accommodated, but it might be somewhere here, I'm not sure. Thank you, Chair.
Just to respond to the last point, that program up to the 18th, it has already been approved by the Office of the Chair of Chairs. So the 12th remains. I think we can just fit in here. Otherwise, it has been approved. This one is just it's a proposed one. It has not been approved.
What I'm asking is, I understand that, but what I'm asking is that now, once we understand the process for the money bill, that we get a workshop on the 12th, have we allowed time to be able to be making our own input into the process now, which I understand will sort of begin around about August sometime, will it not?
Okay. No, I don't think it's going to be a problem, Honourable Bowman, that one. Because the moment, once we get the workshop, everything will be clearly indicated what route, how, yeah, and then it's going to be sorted out. As I indicated, that this is a committee program, the proposed committee program, then if we adopt it as the committee now, it's going to be submitted to the Office of the Chair of Chairs. Those dates, it's a committee, those dates, it's a committee week in terms of Parliament. So that is why we have decided to put on these dates. Because the Parliament may say, we are giving you 1 week and we have taken 2 weeks. It will decide, it will depend from what they are deciding. Yes. Honourable Machoba and Honourable Botha.
Thanks, Chair. Mine is just on 3rd of November. It's the second page. Yeah, the same, to be on the same understanding or objective, to be on the same understanding as the department with regards to MOU's development memorandum of understanding, including the one signed by we within Norway and Mawau.
Honourable members, this one is not called to the. But there's no other name for this organization. That's the problem. This is a cooperative organization that is in Johannesburg. It had an agreement with the Norway countries government to drive this cooperative movement. Now, you will recall that in our meetings, we have been requesting the department to bring us the information so that we know how far, what are the challenges that they were facing, and then the accountability of those funds, because seemingly there's something that is happening there. It's not the Mao Hours code. No, we have tried.
Yeah.
We have tried. Nobody's giving us this. They say it's code. So I think when the department comes before us, they have to clarify that. Let's not worry.
I think their program should be acceptable, and then I guess that it will change depending how the local government election is going to put a pledge on members, because I suspect that by August, September, October, and February, it will be from local government. But there's no harm for us to adopt a program, and the money will change it as we move on, because there will be a lot of some demand, and I guess that for Pula and the team to go and work for local campers that early next year. I think if we can work it out this way, I think we should agree on it. Then I think it's a very good program of action. And we can then work it out as we move on if there are changes that are necessary. And I'm not sure whether, I don't know whether Parliament will have anyway the necessary resources for us to interrogate the budget from executive. And I think it's something that I think the workshop would be necessary for us to have discussion. But generally, I don't think it's something that should happen from and that would happen overnight. And I guess that the intention of the bill all along, my understanding was that it was just to put a bill in place, and over 5 years, Parliament and legislatures would be allowed to build their own capacity to implement the bill. But it seems we are taking it one way or another. That is very difficult. And I don't see that Parliament having competent and statisticians and competent economists to influence the Parliament to change their budget. I think we should take it a little bit, not with her in our side, because it's really going to need a lot of resources even in government to do so. Anyway, it was passed for that purpose, just to be in there for 5 years period and it's facing. But it seems you are moving with necessary speed. Why there are no resources to do that? I don't think we'll change the budget of any department with that fully equipped on that. But I think we should accept the workshop. I think the tour to China will be fine, really. I think Pula could be persuaded to that committee to via India, because we have been quoting India Green Revolution. And I guess that you can take us somewhere in New Delhi or the Uttaraj, and I think we can enjoy some of the issues, because there are a lot of work also that are doing around housing in India.
Thank you very much. Honorable Bowman, Pula.
Thank you, Chairperson. I know Comrade Chedi Singh I'm going to respond to. I'm going to leave it because I am glad, Chairperson, that you have recognized that India makes some incredible contributions when it comes to cooperatives, etc. And I think it was very wise that you persuaded me not to debate in the human settlement debate as well. Now, Chairperson, yes, I think that it's a very elaborate program, and that I also want to share the sentiment expressed by the previous speaker that you have to have things that are in process. And whilst Honorable Mormon had indicated her concerns about fast-tracking and ensuring that these things can be done timelessly to raise the levels of service delivery, actually, it is a very good notion. But we must not put the cart before the horse. And we must be directed in terms of the processes. And that, I think, you have laid out here. But the program also, as indicated, and with due respect, you don't have to worry about the MF going to work at early elections, we have finished work. And I think it's a very, very substantial program, and it's dealing with pertinent issues that will affect the delivery of homes for our people. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Honorable Bota, I've seen your hand. Thank you very much, honorable members. I think we have come to the end. Can we adopt the program? Honorable Botha, supported by honorable Bam Gwanya. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair.